everybody. Nice to be with you on a gorgeous July 4th here around the Bay Area today. Wherever you're listening, we appreciate it. As many people have checked in with me on Twitter at Baseball Marty, letting me know what they're doing today. And, Raf, we're going to live vicariously through the rest of the world today as we're in the studio now. And obviously we've got a game at 5:10, and then afterwards we are going to be the post-game show tonight. The guys are going to get out of there early, and you and me, we're going to do our impersonations of Dave Fleming and everyone else today.
Good pick, Marty. Good pick.
Yeah, good pick. Good pick. That's Crook. So we're going to have fun with that. So it's you and me in the studio, and the rest of the world celebrates the happy birthday of July 4th in today's world. And, of course, you go back to the Declaration of Independence. And, you know, on these holidays, first of all, baseball and these holidays kind of go together. And one of the questions we asked this week on our podcast, Mid-Inning Relief, which came out this morning. If you subscribe on iTunes or Audio Boom, there's all sorts of ways to hear it. It's a lot of fun with Carmen, Allie, and myself. And one of the questions we asked, what's the best holiday for baseball? Which holiday do you like to be involved with baseball? Do you like to go to a game? And the funny thing is, all three gave different answers. But mine was July 4th. That's my favorite baseball holiday. It's in the middle of the baseball season, which we know we just passed game 81 a little while ago. But you're usually in it around July 4th. The summer is happening. Joey Chestnut is eating 74 hot dogs for everybody to get sick, watching him do that. There are picnics, barbecues, and everything else going on. And that's July 4th, and that's sort of what baseball is all about. And as I was saying to Allie and Carmen last night, you know, when I grew up, it was doubleheaders on July 4th. It was a tremendous baseball day that you listened to games on the radio, you went to games, and baseball is a big part of your life. So for me, July 4th has always been a very special baseball holiday. But it is a very special day in the history of our country, and I thought in today's world, maybe just read a little bit of what happened on July 4th in 1776, for people who forget about it. So this is right from the Declaration of Independence, right? So it says, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, so the colonists were getting rid of England, and to assume among the powers of earth a separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. They didn't want to be persecuted anymore. They wanted to be out. They didn't want to be taxed. They had religious persecution. They were being run out of, and they came, left England and came to America. All right, and they had the colonies, but then England still was suppressing them, so they said, hey, we got to get rid of England, so this is how it happened. So a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation, so they let everyone know why they were separating from England. So it goes on, and this is the best part, and this is what this country was founded on, what it's all about. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, back in 1776, when these fellows and women, if they recognized them, declared the Declaration of Independence, they weren't thinking about people of color. Black people were slaves. They weren't thinking of people coming from other countries to America like the colonists came to America. They came because they were running away from political persecution, taxation, and they wanted asylum in America, and that's how America was created. So when they did the Declaration of Independence, they weren't thinking, gee, what's it going to look like when other people start coming in? What are we going to do? And that's what the Declaration is all about. It's a declaration that says all men are created equal, and they're endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So it's important to remember that today. The Declaration of Independence was created by white men back in 1776 and didn't think of what this world was going to come to and what America, that is what America was based on. That's how it all started. So I know the world changes and things change, but when these folks wrote this up, there were slaves in this country, and they weren't thinking about them. So we've come a long way. We've got a long way to go, But that's what the declaration was all about. So I think it's just important today to be able to say that. And it goes on that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it's the right of the people to alter or abolish it, or to elect new leaders, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. So to go back to the beginning of it, that all men are created equal. That's what America is all about, and that's what we celebrate today. So I think it's important to be able to say it and for us to remember it on today's birthday, because, you know, there's a lot going on in the world, and I just think it's important that we respect what is going on and we respect all the things that were written about such a long time ago. And it's amazing. And when we celebrate, there are still 2,000 children are sleeping on floors wondering if they'll ever see their parents again. And that's not part of America. So that's just what I want to say. You know, I talk about Labor Day, Memorial Day, and everything else. So that's the birthday of America, and that's what it's all about. So back to baseball. But, Raf, thank you. Raf printed this out for me today.
Yeah, I'd love to, Marty.
Is it okay?
I know it's
a little out of my lane. But.
Right, but it's, you know, we often think of 4th of July, and we think of the holiday, and we think of hot dogs and fireworks. But it's, you know, we need to hear that. So it's good that you said it.
All right, I appreciate it. All right, all men are created equal. I have to remember that. All right, we've got baseball today. Are all teams created equal? God, not in Colorado. Colorado Rockies seem to be doing really well in Colorado. The Giants have trouble there. It's a very big field. The athleticism shows in Colorado. The Giants have a lot of trouble fielding the ball there. They have a lot of trouble, obviously, hitting the ball there, and that is exactly what is going on. So the Giants lose last night 8-1 to the Rockies as Chris Stratton gets knocked around. But the big news is that Johnny Cueto is going to pitch tomorrow, and that we're going to have Derek Rodriguez still in the rotation. Jeff Samardzija is coming back on Saturday. Bumgarner is going to pitch Sunday. The question about Monday will be, is Stratton still going to be here? Suarez going to be here? Suarez pitches tonight. So the Giants realize how important the month of July is and how important the pitching is. So it's time to get the veterans back in the mix and figure it out. So that was the big news. Kerry Crowley's going to join us in just a few minutes to go through all that with us as he broke the story last night, along with the other beat writers, on the major news that Cueto's ready to go, and that'll be tomorrow against the Cardinals, and Samardzija's ready to go Saturday against the Cardinals as well. Giants are on a good road trip. They took three from Arizona. We had a good weekend of shows last weekend. And then it was on to Colorado, where they have suffered. This is a ball club that is really in trouble in Colorado. They have lost 14 of their last 16 there. They face a tough lefty today in Tyler Anderson. He pitched a good game his last game out against the Dodgers. 8 innings, 4 hits, no runs, a walk and 8 strikeouts. He's one of the better pitchers on Colorado. University of Oregon, 28 years old. It's his 52nd major league start for him. Giants have seen him 4 times. He's 0-2 with a 5.56 earned run average against the Giants. They saw him earlier in the year at San Francisco, 5 1/3 innings, 6 hits, 5 runs, a homer. That was one homer in that one, a walk and 4 strikeouts. Home runs against him. Posey has one, Gorky's has one, and Crawford has one in their lifetime at bats against Tyler Anderson. He is a lefty. The Giants have had trouble with lefties and mounting any offense against left-handers. So we'll see what he does today. But his last game was pretty good. His team has won 3 of his last 10. At home, his earned run average, not unusual. It's almost 5.5. And against righties, he's given up 66 hits. 27 of them are extra base hits. And you know in Colorado with the big outfield, and that's where the Giants suffer from time to time defensively, is covering that big infield and the big outfield. And it'll be interesting to see the lineup that they put out there today. All right, on the other side of the coin, it's Andrew Suarez today. 3-4 with a 4.18 earned run average. His walks to innings pitch, 1.28. If I had to bet money, I would say he's going to stay in the rotation. If Stratton's got an option, if Block has an option, Pierce Johnson, I understand, is heading back to Sacramento today. Kelby Tomlinson is coming up today to give some extra help in the infield, which you need because if Hanson plays in the outfield, you don't have any backup in the infield. And also, Kelby hits right-handed, and you can't put Sandoval at third base hitting right-handed. You just lose too much offensively and defensively, too. So Suarez, I think, is going to stick around. Against Colorado, he pitched in Coors Field. He got a no decision, but he did go five innings, five hits, four runs. Three were earned, a home run, walk, and seven strikeouts. And the nice thing about Suarez is he throws strikes, and he knows his command of the strike zone. In 13 starts for him, this is his 14th game. Remember that? 14. This is only his 14th game. 15 walks, 66 strikeouts, 9 homers, 8 the righties. Righties hit him in a 315 clip. So Arenado, just walk him. I think that's all I can tell you. Walk him. Just don't mess around with him. He's played 100 games against the Giants. He's got 24 home runs already. But he is around the plate. And for him, the first pitch is important. First pitch, when they put it in play, 14 for 34. So that's over 500 against him with a couple of home runs. Same thing with Tyler Anderson. First pitch, you put it in play, 13 for 40. That's just under 333 with four homers there. So it's Suarez, a lefty, going against Tyler Anderson, a lefty. And the Giants need one here just to come home with a 4-2 trip. It's been a good trip already. And just get out of Colorado and get home and start playing good baseball again. The Dodgers have the Pirates today. And, of course, Arizona is down there again with, I guess, the Cardinals today. Is it Cardinals Day in Arizona? I think that's what's going on down there in the desert today. So that's what's going on in the left. Yeah, Cardinals, Mikolas. So we miss him. He's one of the better pitchers for the Cardinals. Goes against Pat Corbin tonight. And in the Dodger game, it's Musgrove, who came over to the Pittsburgh Pirates in the Garrett Cole trade. He's a pretty good pitcher. He's 3-3, and he goes against Rich Hill. Max Muncy is just going out of sight hitting the ball, so that's a story for the Dodgers as well. So that's where we are on this beautiful July 4th week. I always say it's a weekend. It feels like a weekend. It's just in the middle of the week. But we've got a good show for you. We're going to cover a lot of baseball, and we sit back and reflect a little bit on the birth of the United States of America, July 4th, 1776. All right, more coming up right here on the Sports Leader.